The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has said he is absolutely furious he was not told that Lord Mandelson failed security vetting, as he now faces calls for resignation. And for more on this, I'm joined by Adam Boulton, political commentator and columnist for the I newspaper. Good evening to you, Adam. The opposition are framing this as that Keir Starmer is either lying or incompetent. Are they right?
Well, at the present moment, it doesn't look as if they're far wrong. I mean, we have a farcical situation at the moment now where the senior civil servant at the Foreign Office, Sir Ollie Robbins, has been fired, but it's unclear why he's been fired. Downing Street was saying that he unilaterally took the decision to approve Peter Mandelson's vetting after he had been failed by the security services and didn't tell the Prime Minister. The fight back has begun from friends of Sir Ollie Robbins, saying that actually that's why we have vetting. It is not normal practice for the head of the civil service, the head of the to tell the Prime Minister the outcome of a personal vetting. Therefore, this raises the question as to why he's been fired and why the Prime Minister is blaming him, which means that, frankly, Sir Keir Starmer is going to have a lot of explaining to do when he makes a statement to MPs on Monday. We now have a track record of a Prime Minister who, whenever he gets into a tricky spot, seems to fire someone who he had earlier boasted about hiring. I mean, Peter Mandelson is one, but obviously we've had two chiefs of staff who were fired. We've had, I think, three media chiefs who were fired. Never seems to be Keir Starmer's fault. He just gets furious.
It brings back political adage, that old one back, deputy heads will roll. Currently, the position that Starmer finds himself in, as you said, he has a lot of explaining to do come Monday. However, I mean, obviously the opposition calling for him broadly across all parties to resign, and the head of Scottish Labour has joined that. But what are Labour in general saying? How precarious is his position now?
I think privately there's some people who think that Keir Starmer can't go on. The question is how long he can't go on for, because there's no one, I think, who feels, given the very, very low popularity ratings for Sir Keir Starmer, even before this latest twist in the Mandelson scandal, no one saw him as leading the party into the next general election. But of course, that next general election is not due until 2029. So the question becomes, how long will he cling on to power? I have to say, before this latest furore about the security non-clearance of Peter Mandelson, it was becoming clear that there was not yet a movement to unseat him as leader of the Labour Party after the May local elections. But now this has got so personal, it could be that that will rekindle.
In terms of what we see happen next, there'll obviously be debates, there'll be lots and lots of questions, but if he was to stand aside, resign, where then for Labour?
Well, if he were to stand aside, there would have to be a Labour Party leadership election, and the person who won that election would automatically become Prime Minister, because the Labour Party has a majority in Parliament.
And I suppose what I was asking, Adam, do you think there are any obvious candidates?
Well, yes, there are. The obvious ones at the moment are the former Deputy Prime Minister, who resigned over making a mess of tax on a new house, Angela Rayner. She certainly would put herself forward. We think that there is considerable organisation to try and work out if Andy Burnham could run to become an MP and then run for the leadership. He would, of course, have to resign as mayor of Manchester. And there are other names that have been talked out more to the right. Wes Streeting is one. John Healey is another. But the party is not really, at the moment, in any sense, converging around one or other alternative candidate, which could be something that could save Keir Starmer in the short term.
And maybe finally, Adam, why has this come to light now? Obviously, Mandelson has been in ignominy for a period of time, and this has been in the news on and off over the last number of months. Why now are we hearing about this? And why didn't Keir Starmer say earlier in all of this, hang on, I didn't know that he didn't, you know, pass his vetting? Why are we hearing that now he's coming out and saying all of these things?
Well, specifically, we're hearing about it because there was a leak from within government to the Guardian newspaper saying that there had been this deep vetting process, which had raised serious questions about Peter Mandelson. Although it's important to say that those conclusions were reached after Sir Keir Starmer had already announced that he was going to appoint Peter Mandelson. So it would have been embarrassing if it had gone private then. But I think other point is that because of the furore around Mandelson's appointment, the government had already pledged to release what documentation it could about the decision to appoint Peter Mandelson. So this might have come out in any case. There is an allegation in the papers that the government was going to try and suppress this piece of information, which I think explains why someone disgruntled either within the Labour Party or the civil service ensured that it made it into the public domain.
And in terms of how serious this is for Starmer, do you expect that he'll be still standing at the end of next week?
I do, but I think it is very, very serious. I think, you know, we have to start asking ourselves whether he's going to make it to Christmas. And as I say, conventional wisdom will be he will not lead the Labour Party into the next general election.
Look, thank you very much for joining us. That is Adam Boulton, their political commentator and columnist for the I newspaper.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.